Blog Talk Radio.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know. You know I've been cut.
All right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing today? If you can hear me, somebody push one. I just need to know you hear me. Can you hear me out there, you guys? Okay, I got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right, you guys, you know what it is. We 3 days away. What a miracle it is. Woo, Lord have mercy. All right, I'm going to ask you a question. I know this brother, Yerushalayim, and how are you? How are you and Sister Rachel doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. It sounds your phone sounds really bad. I don't know what's going on. It could be on my end. Don't know.
It might be this weather.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing great. Yes, indeed. Well, we getting here. We almost here now, y'all. We have had 434 views to the commercial. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to teach you how to open you back up again because you sound really grovel, like, let me try it again.
Okay.
No, I still sound gravel, real bad.
Well, let me hang up and call back in.
Okay, good, thanks. All right, everybody, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time. That's all we've been talking about. Brother Donnie, what's going on with you? Brother Donnie, are you there?
We got two more days, and I'm happy,
yes.
Overwhelmed. Our punishment will be up. We will totally be covered by the Creator of all things. If we think about something spectacular happening, we have to wait and see. But we know that our Elohim is going to cover us. You understand? Fully. You understand? He's going to be our shield and our buckler. You understand? So I am happy with that. You understand? You know.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Praise the mighty God. I'm so happy. I'm happy about it all. I give y'all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And all that good stuff. Okay, let me make an announcement because we have people that are emailing us for hotel rooms. If you're thinking about coming, don't wait till the last minute because tomorrow is the last day to register. So we need you to register. If you wait till after tomorrow, we may be able to get them to extend it again. I'm not quite sure, but we're on the move now, so I will be registering about two more rooms tonight. And all you have to do is give your credit card. You know, put your credit card up there. They'll hold the room until you get there, and we'll go from there. So, yeah, like you said, Brother Donnell, we're on the home stretch now. You know, two more days, amazing.
Mm.
Just utterly amazing.
Mm.
You know?
Hallelujah. Mm.
We talked about it so much, I think I ran out of talk about. You know, it's just pure excitement. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. It is.
You're absolutely correct. It's amazing. I mean, is there anything else that we could talk about that is so important as our punishment being lifted? You understand? And I think not. Man, we could talk about that same old stuff that's going on with Trump and this society. You understand? Which means absolutely nothing because they're on their way out. There's nothing that's going to rebuild society because Almighty it's not written in the books that this stuff bounced back.
So, that's true.
All I see is that we can talk about is us being restored back as a people, a nation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you on that one. What a powerful it is. We got a lot of people on this radio show. This is our last radio show under the captivity.
Okay.
This is. The next time we talk again, the captivity will be ending. The next time we talk again. And for all you all that are first time on our radio show, we'd like to say to you, welcome. We'd like to see you in Washington, D.C. for the festivities. We would love to have you there. We also would like to, if you're planning on coming, you know how Israel is, don't wait till the last minute, because those hotel rooms are $300 plus. We have those hotel rooms under $200, and if you want one, they're limited. We're running out of rooms that we have had held. So if you're interested in obtaining a room or a part of our program, please email us at the Yehuda Project, and I'll send you the link, and you can go ahead and put your information in there, and they can hold a room for you, you know, because those things are expensive. For the men, also the men who are coming, we need you to call the conference call after the radio show. We're having a meeting at 5:30 so that we can all come together and discuss some things about the program and about the area. Just the men. We don't need the women. We're interested in talking to the men, the fellas that are coming. So we do need your help with some things, and we'd like for you to give us be a part of the conference call. All praises to the Most High Yah. I see the commercial is out there real tough, Brother Donia. I picked up Malka today. She was like, it is all over the internet. When I pulled it up, she said it looks really good. It's very professional. And it's coming up.
Hallelujah. Yahoo Facebook.
Brother Donia, you ain't put that on your Facebook page yet.
I haven't seen it. The thing about this is that they're asking me to change my password, the one that I've been using all my life. You understand? It's not working anymore. There's some weird coincidence. I don't mess around with this thing. I try to get the password. It's just like Facebook and anybody else. I keep the same thing. I don't change it. All of a sudden, Yahoo is telling me that password is not working. And so I got to go in there and change the password. You know, it shouldn't be no problem. But I'm old. And when you're old, man,
right,
things become tedious.
Right. I understand. Well, look, let me say something. We have a lot of people on this call, more people than usual. We say shalom, shalom to everybody that's here. We hope you can make Washington, D.C. We send invitations to all the camps. We send information to everybody. We've been doing this for the last, 4 years, 3 years? We've been preparing
five
for this
years.
For the last three
five,
years.
Five
years.
Years.
We've been doing this for five years. And we have been talking about this for 5 years. We send information to the churches. We send information everywhere. For you all to join us, the 400 years is over as of August the 20th of, matter of fact, Tuesday. The 400 years is over with on Tuesday. We have officially been in this country for 400 years. We have fulfilled the prophecy that was given in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. We have proven that it is not Egypt. We have proven that it is us. And we have completed a 5,000-year-old prophecy will be ending on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, we're meeting on the conference call. We're expecting that call can hold up to 1,000 people. We're expecting 1,000 people on Tuesday to celebrate with us the ending of a 400-year-old curse that was put on us by the Most High. This is the whole reason for the transatlantic trade, the slave trade. This was the whole purpose for it.
Absolutely.
They just didn't decide to come and get us one day. This was prophesied that they was going to come and get us, and that we was going to be a stranger in a land that was not ours, and that there was, that we would serve them, and that they would afflict us for 400 years. And like we said last week, Egypt wasn't afflicted for 400 years. They walked in as Pharaoh's guest. So we proved all that it's not Egypt and that it is us, and that we
absolutely
have fulfilled our prophecy.
Hallelujah. This is
praise the mighty God.
That's all we
and
got.
We didn't understand, Brother Donnie, you know, we didn't understand why the Israelites and all of the every Israelite in the country ought to be there praising Yah and apologizing. every camp. We sent something to every camp. And you know what? We just trusted God. We kept on doing it. I ain't going. Ain't no woman running. Ain't no woman. We all doing this together. It's not no one person doing this. We all doing this together. We repenting as a nation. People doing this with us all over the world.
Absolutely. And guess what, Sister Yaina? You understand?
Yes,
the reason why we had so many women standing up is because the men don't stand up.
No. This ain't even about that. We just need everybody to come together and humble themselves and go before the Most High and ask Him for forgiveness and deliverance so we can get the heck up out of this place. Now, we have been here long enough. We done bought that, like we said. We bought the houses. We bought the cars. We got the education. We did everything we could possibly do. And we still is captive in a land that is not ours. We don't expect
I look at that, that everybody looks at those things as progress. You understand? But and it may be true. It may be the fact that we got all of these particular things through all of the other stuff that we've been through, we was able to still survive. You understand? But we cannot, for sure, we cannot stay in a nation that is corrupt. You understand? That has no morals, no spiritual connection with the Almighty. They have no dietary laws. They eat everything. You understand? And we cannot be associated. That's the truth.
You know what?
Everybody like nice things. But if you look at the surroundings of everything that's going down, you know, you understand? They got pedophilia running rampant. They got homosexuality running rampant. You understand? The water's no good. The air's no good. The land is no good. You understand? It's been corrupted. You understand? We can't be among that and be holy unto the Almighty. How's that holy unto the Almighty? We in the mix.
Well, you know what? I was looking at a church video, and this girl was singing, and she was like, "I thank God that He healed me." And I'm listening to it. I'm like, "Man, y'all eating everything under the sun. You're eating everything under the sun. Everything that the Most High told His people not to eat. You're eating it because of a scripture that Paul is telling you or Timothy is telling you it's okay for you to eat. You can't bless what the Most High has deemed unclean." And he was very specific about what we could and what we couldn't eat. And we keep on eating this stuff, and it's killing us. It is killing us.
Absolutely.
Ooh, ooh. You know, it's just, we got to stop. At some point, we got to stop. But you know what? I guess what's going to happen is after the curse is over, we're going to have to be the example for those people who just refuse to accept that we're the Israelites. Because the blessing has to fall on somebody. And we ask him for every Hebrew Israelite leader, every Hebrew Israelite pastor, to contact us at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com. The T-H-E, Yehuda is Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, and then project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, at gmail.com. Because Brother Yerushalayim has been right there waiting to be able to discuss how, you know, the roles that we want everybody to play and the importance of everybody playing their role.
Okay.
You know, we still want you to come. We still want you to show up. Because guess what? The news media was there when the other mess went down. You know, it was all over YouTube. We gotta let the world know who we are and what we're doing and that we're repenting and that we're apologizing. Guess what? We got Macy Anderson, my Macy Anderson coming. And if that's a problem, you can stay home because we're going to do this as a nation. We're going to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when we all going to call on, we calling on the Most High to help and deliver us and apologize for the things that we have done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we need to apologize. We need to show some people that it's all right to apologize. You understand? But see, you know, just like Shemar said, it says, hear what we got to do. You understand? You know, know, when we apologize, we got to show that we apologize to the Almighty by coming back to the laws, statutes, and commandments that he set aside for us to do so that we could live, you understand, and not die. That's our only, we ain't got nothing else that we can do.
That's right. And the thing about it is, you know, we have come this far. The Most High has sanctioned it because he has allowed it to be so. Because if he didn't want this wouldn't happen. If
Absolutely.
He didn't want us to do this, none of this would take place. And he blessed
Absolutely.
Us with finances and money to be able to do what we're doing. We thank the Brother Jay for putting the commercial together for us. He did a beautiful job. We want you guys to patronize him and use his work. We want you guys to put his, we're going to put his information up on there. We want you guys to help this young black man in his business endeavors and help him to do what he needs to do because he's very good at what he does. And he stepped up. And I'll pray this to the Most High. And he did a beautiful job. He did a beautiful job. And we need to do something to get your attention. This is serious. We are fulfilling a 5,000-year-old prophecy in 2 days. Tuesday, this is it. This is the last day.
We won't get a chance to do this no more.
No more. Only get to do this one time. And they're doing it with us all over the world. So guess what? Some of you cams got connections all over the world. You got people in as many countries as you can. They've been to. Everybody ought to be on their knees. We going down at 12 o'clock. We do everything over here by 12. We going down at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on September the 7th when we get to Washington, D.C. We are going before the Most High at 12 o'clock, and we are going to ask him for forgiveness and ask him to deliver us. We tired of all of the activists and the black activists all on the YouTube fighting for rights, and we need to vote. We done voted. We done did all that. We done did all of it. It's time to get ready to go. And the Most High said we was leaving. He said, this is the order, and if you want to read it, you're welcome to. Genesis 15, 13 and 14. He said that we was going to be in a land that was not ours, and that we would serve them, and that they would afflict us 400 years. He said, and after that, I'm going to judge that nation. He said, and afterwards, you're going to come out with great substance. He told Abraham, he said, your seed. Then I heard somebody say, well, it can't be that because Egypt was the only time that we've been together as a whole nation. He didn't say the whole nation. He told Abraham, your seed.
That is correct.
So this is it. This is it. It's time to go. And we ain't got to fight nobody else no more for nothing. We ain't got to argue with nobody else no more for anything. He said we was leaving, and we leaving. And we have all kind of clips on YouTube, all kind of podcasts on YouTube that teaches and shows you this stuff. And our YouTube channel is Yehuda Project, not the Yehuda Project, just Yehuda Project. And we have all kinds of videos out there for you to see what we're talking about. We're not going to Jerusalem. We're not fighting them folks for Jerusalem because everybody has a part to play and they're not finished with their part yet. But the Most High said we was leaving. And I believe it. Because guess what? Everything else he said has come to pass. Because we are certainly sitting over here in a land that's not ours. We are certainly sitting over here from being descendants of slaves.
Absolutely correct.
We came in the bottom of the ship. I don't think none of us came on top of the ship like everybody else did. We was in the bottom, piled on top of each other. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All that black on black crime, all that stuff needs to stop. Because you're going to look up and the majority of us going to be gone. Like where everybody go? We're out. Soon as the Most High say so, we're expecting it. And the
Absolutely.
Yehuda Project won't mind being the group to organize it and get it going. We're expecting this.
Hallelujah.
Dude, tired of arguing with people. We tired of the old same solutions, the same old folks. They always go get the boule, the black folks, to stand up in front of the other black folks. Let's get this together. We can work, make it work. Then they start having concerts. You know, we don't want to see no more of that stuff. We haven't been through enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start doing commercials. And then they had the black colleges, all the black colleges. They go get our kids that's in the black colleges to stand up and, yay, woohoo, and ha-ha, yay. We done seen enough. We know that we are the children of Israel, and we know it's time for us to go home. I was even thinking about the gospel this morning. I was like, now, for you all who believe in the New Testament, because everybody knows that we respect what you believe, I said, now, what they're teaching is not the gospel. I said, but that's a whole other thing. You know, we have just come and adopted things. And it's like, oh, it's time for the Most High to right the wrong and put this in the right perspective. It's time. You know, but you know, I'm not arguing with nobody else no more, Brother Domia. I don't even talk to my family about it no more. I just get prepared. They bringing it up more than me now. They are.
Well, see, you know, Sister Yaya, if you want a migraine headache, try to explain that stuff to some people that's not listening.
Right. You better say that again. And now they beat me to the punch. We got 2 days left. Yeah, we do. We got 2 days left. And what does that mean? What do you mean we have 2 days left? What we're saying to you is that the Most High spoke the curse. He spoke the 400 years in Genesis. The curse was laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 28 from 15 on down, what we was going to experience. We have experienced every single solitary thing of that curse that he put on us as a people. And now, guess what? The curse that he spoke on us is going to be lifted. Does that mean that we're going to leave right away? Absolutely not. Does that mean that people are going to be nice to us? Probably not. It'll probably get worse. But that's what the Most High will turn around after this point, and the curse that he spoke on us is over. So we do expect him to cover us, to be fully covered. Now, that don't mean you can go out and break the law and do whatever you want to do.
We can't do that. That's not part of the law. When the Almighty said he gave us 10 commandments, he didn't stipulate, oh, just because you're in the captivity, you don't have to do those laws. He did not say that at all. In fact, we need to start sticking more closely to those laws because that's what the Almighty requires that we do in order to get us out of this predicament that we're
in. Yes, sir.
And that's one of the requirements.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because guess what? We are living in the lands of our captivity. That's where we are. And when that song came for me, I was like, wow. We are still in the lands of our captivity where our forefathers were brought here with balls and chains and muzzles on their face and iron around their throat. This is the land we was brought to. And we've been fighting ever since we've been here to just be treated equal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never meant for us to share in any authority in this land because this was supposed to be punishment. And we were supposed
absolutely
to be punished for 400 years.
When your dad or your mom sent you to the room, you understand? Depending on how bad you was, whether she'd take all them toys out that room, you understand? But for sure, you understand, they let you come out when they thought that it was over, you know, their punishment, your punishment, you suffered enough in your punishment. And then sometimes, man, you can be so bad, you understand, they'd take everything out that room and send you up there, you understand, without nothing.
That's true.
And that's we have done. That's what we had done. We had to figure this out, man, in order for the many of people that survived it, you understand now, we had to figure that out, man. It didn't come with no handbook, no route, we had to sit back, man, and figure it out. We invented stuff, man, to make our punishment lighter. They killed us for that, you understand? You know, know. So we had to put together a plan. We said yes or so much, man, that we don't have to say yes or no more. We just nod our heads.
Yeah,
so we've been through a lot of stuff here. And these things that we have to remember these things, you understand, so we can teach it to our children so that they don't run into this snare. You understand? You know, so, yeah, it's something, I'm telling you.
Hold on. Let me get Brother Yerushalayim's mic open. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yerushalayim. I see you 405. I'm going to open up your mic. Anybody who wants to join in on the conversation or want to ask a question, all you have to do is push 1. We'll get you right open. We'll get you in here. Brother Yerushalayim, where you at? Where do you like to contribute?
No, I'm just, can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, much better, yes.
Good. But I agree with everything that you guys are saying. I'm just counting down, and, I mean, it's the anticipation of this being old, because we really don't know what to expect, but we know what the word says. I mean, I'm just really antsy about the 20th. I'm really antsy about it because I can't wait to see it get here. I can't wait for Tuesday night when we can all come together. This has been a long journey for our people.
And it has.
The one thing about it, I just hate to see people when they come and talk about it, like outside of the Israelite nation, others, and they talk about it like it's some kind of special thing to be here in this nation, and they did us a favor. They ain't done nothing for us but beat us up.
That's it. Well, they got to say that. Those are the people that they have contracted with to say that. They have to say that because they're out there. They put them out there to counteract everything we say. So they have to say those things to make it seem like that everybody's enjoying the ride. But it's been hell ever since we've been here. It's been hell. And some people, like I said, some of us have been able to have a few more things than others. But if you look at us as a nation, as a whole, we've been some poor folks. We have.
Yeah.
And we make lemonade out of lemon peels. And you imagine I asked my grandma, I said, why do y'all eat the chitlins and stuff? She said, because that's all they used to give us. We didn't have nothing but the scraps. Mm-hmm. They threw the scraps at us, and we had to make it work.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. You know? She said, that's all we had. We made it work. We learned how to cook greens and cornbread and all that kind of stuff and made a meal and made things happen like that. That's all we had. You know, and when you think about it as the Most High put a whole people, and let me say something to everybody. We're all over the world. We got Negroes in every country all over the world. The Most High did this. And when you read that Old Testament, that whole Old Testament is talking about, all right, now if you keep on, I'll put you somewhere, all right. You done messed up before. That's all the whole Old Testament is about.
Yeah.
Is the warning. And guess what? He got tired of warning us. He said, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, I found this video last night, and I watched it. It was entitled "Is Ask an Israeli Question," and they went around asking the Israelis, "Why do you think that we was kicked out of all these countries?" They're talking to the so-called Jews. Why do you think we was kicked out of so many countries and all this? And I just watched the video. It was about 20 minutes long. And they went around Jerusalem and other places asking that question. And you know, not one of them, if they were really the people like they say they are, not one of them said, well, it's because we broke the law, statutes, and commandments. They all said little stupid stuff like they jealous of us. So we become so successful. Well, according to the scriptures, I thought that we would not prosper in our ways if you were the people.
That's true.
But
that's right.
And, you know, and I'm sitting there, and when y'all said that he would make us jealous, I got so jealous last night, just sitting there looking at me folks over there. I was sitting there saying,
yeah,
you don't even belong there, you old faker. And I mean, I was sitting there saying that now. I said, you old bunch of fake people, you sitting over there polluting the land of my father. You polluting it.
Yeah.
Sitting over here with all this nasty debauchery and sitting out, don't even know why you there. And 75% of them ain't spiritual at all. They just do whatever. 75% of them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you got the nerve to say you the people and look at everybody else crazy.
Yeah, no, calling you an anti-Semite. That's what it is. It's we from Shem. We can't be no anti-Semite. We are from Shem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what Deuteronomy 32 said. Let me get up. He said, you have provoked me to jealousy. He said, I'm going to provoke you to jealousy with a nation, with a people who's not a nation, with a no people. He did. He played it.
Wow.
And it worked. It's working. It's working.
And you know, you bring up that word, Semite.
Yeah.
I'm not no doggone Semite. I'm a Shemite.
Yeah.
And that's just like what they might be, a Semite. They Semi something. Got a piece of something in them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They just tell the truth.
Yeah.
They come out, you anti-Semitic. Ain't no such thing as Semitic. If you were saying it, you meant it, you would be Shemitic. But them just some people over there, man. Them some things. I mean,
now watch what it says. Deuteronomy 32:16. It says they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, and with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils and not to gods, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful. Thou hast forgotten, Yah, that the Elohim that formed thee. And when the Most High saw it, he abhorred them. That means he hated us. Because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward nation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Oh, dear. It worked, didn't it, Brother Uriah? You got to say.
I just said, I saw that stuff, man. I'm sitting over there. You sitting over there doing all that perverted stuff and eating grapes and just sitting around. You ain't none of you dressed the proper way. Ain't none of you keeping the Sabbath the way you should. It's a big wine fest and they keep the Sabbath in the holy days. All they want to do is sit around and drink and get drunk. Ain't nothing spiritual about it at all. Just like that guy who watched them do that little things, like he said. Ain't nothing holy about them. Ain't nothing spiritual about them. They supposed to be chosen people walking around. And if they so high and mighty, I'm just on one of them moments right now. But if they supposed to be so high and mighty, chosen people of the Most High, see, I tell you what, take away that military. You don't need no military because the Most High protects you. You don't need none of that stuff. Take away them walls. And if there's some of them folks on that line listening, which I'm sure there is, I meant what I said. Take away the military. Take away the wall. Believe in your Elohim. You don't believe in it because you ain't got one.
Okay.
Let me
all
stop.
All right.
I'm through.
Hold on. Let me get somebody open. Area code 661. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, I just wanted to say I am excited. I cannot wait. Thank goodness I know we're going somewhere, because before I even knew about this wilderness journey, I was looking up tickets like, I got to get out of here. You know? But, you know, I am glad that I am alive to witness this. I am glad that the Most High Yah woke me up to this. I am glad I get to be a part of history and prophecy. because mm-hmm. this is something we would read in a book. Who knows? Maybe
yeah.
years from now,
yeah.
they'll be reading about our story, you know, because we
mm-hmm.
got to participate in this. But
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that the enemy is also working overtime because a couple of days ago I was watching TV and it was on the Discovery Channel, and this TV show where he goes and he discovers places and things, expeditions, and they supposedly found a new Dead Sea Scroll. And the guy said, well, Abraham had magical powers, and he was an exorcist. I just about fell off the chair. Like, oh,
I bet.
Lord.
I bet.
Wow.
Magic is coming. I told y'all magic was coming. Magic is coming because that's the alternate power. That's the alternative power from y'all is magic. And if these people aren't careful, they're going to be consumed with the magic. They already work a witchcraft
you know,
in the church.
Yeah. And the person sitting next to me goes, well, you know, this got to be true because if the Dead Sea Scrolls is one of the scrolls, it must be legit and all of that. It's older than the Bible. And I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to smack him upside the head like, wake up.
And that's all they got to do is say, we found the dead, and everybody going to go run by the book. And they're going to run and read. You know they're going to come up with an alternative book to be able to dispute what we're talking about. They're probably writing it right now.
Yeah, I agree. And one last thing I wanted to add about being in the land of captivity. You know, I could be, you know, I could dig in my heels and go, well, life ain't too bad over here. I bought a house. I'm doing quite well. But, you know, at my job, I am a manager. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I make less than the people I supervise.
See? See?
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
No. Nope. Nope.
No.
Not at all. Nope.
Captivity.
Not at all. Yes, ma'am. People refuse to believe.
Waiting
we
on that
captivity.
Boat. Hallelujah.
You, I'm. Area code 678. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air. Area code 678. I think.
Hello.
Shalom.
Can you hear? Shalom.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I want to ask a question about a Bible, a verse in the Bible that says, "Well." I know I was told that when you ask the Most High for forgiveness for your sins, and he remembers it no more. So I was wondering, after the 19th, does that apply then, or does he really forget all the sins, or after the 19th, will the slate be clean? Will he...
The sin part of it, and do you know what sin is?
I know it's the transgression of the law.
Okay, it's the transgression of the law. So what we're doing on the 20th of August is we're fulfilling the 5,000-year-old prophecy that he put us in captivity for 400 years. That has nothing to do with the sin part of it. You know, as we will be teaching some sessions on that. That's a lot. That's a kind of a complex topic to get into on the radio, but I will definitely put some things together during the class so we can talk about, you know, what happens with the sin, because we sin daily. All of us do. Everybody does. You know, unwillingly,
right.
Knowing we're doing something to break those laws, and really, until we get back into the land, like Brother Donio said, and away from this place, because this place makes you go against the law, and you do your best, but you can only do what you can do. You know what I'm saying? We can only do the best we can in captivity, because if you really sit around and think about it, everything that they cook, everything that they offer us is contaminated. We can't really go sit down at a restaurant because the foods are all cooked in the same pot. They're contaminated. You know what I'm saying? Most of the
yes.
stuff that we eat has some sort of pork in it, even when you go to the doctor. And you get your pills Some of those have pork capsules that you're swallowing. I mean, it's just all of it is just, you know, when you really start breaking down what's going on in this captivity, we do a lot of things that are out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
So until we really leave this captivity, we do the best we can.
Right.
The things that you can control, which is your will and your behavior, you can do that. But it's a lot of things. You know, we had told everybody that was coming to the conference, to all the women and men, to wear white linen. You know how hard it was to find white linen or white cotton that's 100%?
I heard you speak about that.
It was like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, but this is the society that they have put us in so that we would never line up to be what y'all want us to be. Never.
So, actually, he really didn't throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. That was a song I thought about, an old song.
Well, I think that, you know, like I said, the things that he knows we're in captivity. He knows where we are. He put us over here to serve other gods, and that's what we've been doing. You know, so once
right.
we get to where he is, I believe everything will be straightened out. I really do. I believe everything will be straightened out.
Well, you
know,
thank you.
But don't sweat it. You're very welcome.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Anybody else? I got some other people that have pushed one. Just a minute. Let me see who else is down here that has pushed one. Area code 405, did you want to say something?
No, just shalom, shalom, family. I've been listening and enjoying. I'm equally as excited, just like I probably was when I was younger, you know, when you're waiting on Christmas. And Santa Claus is coming, and, you know. But, you know, I want to thank the Most High for, you know, waking me up in time to witness this special event, this 5,000-year prophecy. And, you know, my sister and I were, you know, on the phone, or I guess a good 2 to 3 hours. We were so excited about, you know, the expectation that we have for the Most High and what he has in store for us, and just to be prepared for it. And I also want to thank Yah for the new family that I have here in my surroundings and in my city that I once didn't have. I'm down with Rebirth, you know, with Josh and Mo. And it's just been such exciting. And we're growing. Oh, my, we are growing. It's so, I mean, we've had new people just coming in, and it's mostly young people that are coming, and our assembly is just getting larger. And, and every Sabbath we meet, and we have Bible study, and sometimes we're there almost 4 to 5 hours or longer.
Wow.
And okay. It doesn't seem like we can get enough of it, you know. But I just want to, you know, let everyone know that, you know, that I'm looking forward to, you know, the event. I won't be there, but, you know, I'll be there in spirit, and I'm praying for each and every one of us that we, you know, that we get to witness this in 2 days now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise the mighty God. Thank you so much for that, sis. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. All right, let me see who else we had. Area code 504. Would you like to say something? 430. I don't know if you pushed one to let me know you could hear me or not, because some people did that. So if you don't, I'll mute your mic back. Hold on. Okay, area code 540. Would you like to say something? Your mic is open. It's opening. It's just twirling right now. I don't know what's going on. I'll pray to the Most High. Yeah, we have to let it open. But, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to see the things that are happening and how Yah is making this thing come to pass. It's a beautiful thing. It is certainly a beautiful thing. Oh, praises to the Most High, Yah. Area code 540, your mic is open, 904-540-904. I don't know if you want to share. Anybody else that would like to share, please feel free to push one. We would love to be able to hear from you. And, you know, we're getting ready for this moment to be able to stand before the Most High, you know, and what a powerful moment it's going to be. You know, it's going to be a powerful moment, and we thank y'all for it. You know, beautiful, beautiful time, just beautiful everything. We're just at this point now. You know, all praises. I got a text from Sister Kimberly, Sister Davida. She said, you know that's Brother Jocelyn on that video. I said, well, you make sure you tell him we put him on the map worldwide. You know, so everybody has seen the video. It's circling around. If you guys have seen it, we don't care what camp you're about, what camp you're coming from, we need you to be there. If you can be there, some people may just come up for the day just for that particular event, and we thank you for that. All praise to the Most High. We need all the help we can get. If you still are interested in gifting us something for the event, if you can't be there and you want to help out in any way, you know, we have a few more expenses that came up suddenly. You know, you always got those last-minute things when you think you got it all. If you want to help out, you can do that through our PayPal account. It is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. Or you can send it to us in the mail. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. Again, it's P.O. Box 40209. Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. You know, we just give praise. We give y'all all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. He deserves it all, you know. And the beautiful thing about this is we're on our way out of here. We're on our way out of here. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. We give God honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Brother Yerushalayim, Brother Adonia? Can you guys still hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We can still hear you.
Oh, I want to make sure it didn't cut off. I'm like, yeah.
No. We're still here.
Okay, good. But, yeah, we've come a long way. We have a long way to go. Like I said, once we get past the curse, and that's over, and we get past Washington, D.C., now it's time to go into the next phase and the next level, you know, and that's really beginning to get prepared to get out of here. It's time to get prepared to go home. Where that is and how the Most High is going to make that happen, well, I'm sure he will send us that memo once we get past this. But we definitely have to get past this first.
Oh, yeah.
No. All praises to the Most High, y'all. Everything is
good. Yeah, since I was stepped away from the mic, I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, praise y'all. Yeah, so, I wonder what the world thinks. I wonder what the government thinks. You know, I wonder how everybody feels, you know, because the tensions is so high about us getting out of here. You know, it's time for us to get. We want y'all gone. Go home. Don't come back. You know, the tensions is so high on that. You just wonder how everybody feels about, you know, when they hear this, because you know they listen. You know they are.
No.
Yes. You know they listen. Crucial. What a day it is. What a day it's going to be. Oh, praise to the Most High, y'all. Yes, indeed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just got to get ready. Like you said, you don't know what to expect. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what y'all going to do. We have no idea what he's going to do. We just don't know. But it's been a pleasure. I want you guys to know that it's truly been a pleasure, you know, to be able to have this. I know I can say this. Let me say this. I know that it's time for us to go to the next level. And when I say that, I'm saying it's time for us to be positioned to be able to act in the capacity that we need to. It's time. Once the curse is over, it's time. And like I said, it's been so many. I see you, area code 602. There's been so many prophecies spoken and things that have been said that it's time to move to the next level, and we have to be prepared to do that. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 602, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I was just curious. Shalom, everybody. I was just curious. Now, will September 7th be televised? And if so, you know, you were talking about how everybody is going to probably be watching when we get to Washington, D.C. But I wanted to ask you, do you think that President Trump, after he sees all that in Washington, D.C., you know, he's so good about going to leave if you want to, so do you think that he would say, okay, well, we'll just make a way for y'all to leave. We'll go talk to, you know, some nation or whatever, talk to somebody in Africa, and y'all can just leave. Just curious
right.
on your thoughts on that.
Well, we are going to have a videographer there. We have contracted with a young man that's going to be there to videotape it. We're not going to put it on television or televise it or stream it live because people won't come out. You know, they can just go down on their knees at home. They don't understand the significance of us coming together and being a nation and gathering together in prayer. So they'll do that in their living room. So we're not going to do it live. We will have it videotaped, and we will put it up on the internet once we are completed with it. But, yeah, it won't be live. And as far as, you know, we can get out and, you know, we ain't got to never come back, that's going to happen when y'all said so. You know, that's going to happen anyway. You know, and wherever it is that he wants us to go, that's where we're going. You know, and we're you know, that's open for everybody. That's where we're going. And we have to, I think the biggest thing is to get ready for that because a lot of people say they're ready. A lot of people, you don't know how many people have come through this radio show and how many people have said, oh, we'll be there. My whole church going to be there. I've got people saving up their money right now. This is two, three years ago. You know what I'm saying? And I'm ready to go. But the time is going to come when this is going to be a reality. And you can't take nothing with you. You know, for some people, their things mean that's who they are. That's what they measure themselves by is the success that they have in this country. But you ain't going to be able to carry nothing with you. It's going to be a one-way trip. You won't be coming back. You know, and a lot of people have to get ready for that because that means that you'll never see certain family members ever again until they get ready to come. And by the time they get there, there ain't no telling what it's going to be like. But, you know, I think that the biggest thing is to get ready because whether President Trump says it or whoever the next president going to be saying or however y'all does it, he said we leaving. And he said we're going to leave with great substance. So I don't know where that's going to come from. I don't know who has it. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I believe he's going to do it because we are the people that have actually fulfilled that prophecy of the 400 years. So if that came to pass, you can rest assured the rest of it is. So I don't, you know, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who the next, is he going to choose a Moses to walk up in there and say, let my people go? I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know. You know, I try not to take myself through that because I will drive myself nuts, you know, and I just had to come to the conclusion that he didn't let me in on the memo. So I got to focus on building the people, getting the people mentally ready, you know, getting people mentally ready to be able to deal with this. Because, you know, people say, you know, but let the boat show up. Let them say, April the 15th of 2021, all African Americans that have come over that are descendants of the transatlantic slave trade, we have cleared a piece of land for you all to go in the land of Jordan that is cleared off for you all to be able to go, to be able to set up shop, and to be able to go over there. It's a one-way ticket paid. You will have the boat sent for you. You'll never be able to come back, and you'll be able to sell everything that you have and get prepared for this move. No? How many people would be on there? And then they do it all over the world in every country. You know, we're talking about African American people, not refugees, you know, not people coming from different countries. You'll have to prove that it's you, and then they'll make a way for you to go over there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how he's going to do it. I really don't. I'm just praying that my family, their eyes are open to the point where they don't have any emotional connections to this place, to the point where they just stay here and they don't want to leave their thing. You know, because there's nothing that important, in my opinion. You know, I know we have our children, and I love my children, my grandchildren. I got a great grandbaby and a new grandbaby. So I'm praying, I'm covering them, I'm praying, I'm asking y'all, you know, to touch their heart. And my children already said, when you leave, we leave, and just let us know when it's time. You know, but they say that. They get one of them little crazy boyfriends and think they in love. And, you know, you get to looking at them like, well, you know, it's been real. I did the best I could. You know, I hope you make it. And that's how it's going to have to be. Because I'm not staying here. I know what's getting ready to go down. It's like, no. No. You know, and the people in the church, well, we just going to wait on the Lord. You know, the Lord ain't never let me down yet. I'm going to stay here and wait on the Lord. And you're going to wish you had not have. Because he already told you what to do. He told you how this procedure was going to work. That's just spelled out. So it's going to be difficult for a lot of people. It's going to be a disconnect for a lot of people. And you know, a lot of people say it's going to break up a lot of marriages. Women's going to leave their husbands. Some husbands going to leave their wives. You know, it's going to be very interesting. You know, don't get rough. Don't be rough. But he said, but before we even get to that, we're going to deal with Jacob's trouble. We got to deal with that. That's coming too. Now, where does that fit in at? You know what I'm saying? Well, Jacob's trouble is coming. He said it's going to be a time that has never been, nor ever will be. He said, but Jacob shall be saved out of it. That's what the words say. So all praise to the Most High Yah. I trust him. That's all we can do. You know, we didn't even know about the 400 years until he opened up our eyes. I was waiting on the rapture. I just knew I was going to be caught up in the sky to go to heaven. I did. I just knew that was the outcome. You know, and I'm lazy. He's like, no, that ain't it. That ain't how this going to work. You tried to go with me. And I'm all for that. We just hold on. All praises. You know. It's very difficult. But I think he's going to fix this. I think you guys is right. I think it's going to be to the point where it's not going to be pleasurable to stay here. Not. Because you can feel the animosity building now. It's building. You know, and they're trying to set the stage. So, you know. But we all got family that we love dearly. We do. I got a whole church family. Pastors in my family. Evangelists in my family. You know what I'm saying? All kind of people in my family that I don't want to see. I don't want to leave, but I can't stay. I have to trust y'all. You know, that's where we are now. That's the dilemma that we're in at this point, is mentally getting ready to make this move. You know, mentally getting ready. And they give you a certain time. You have 7 days to register. I mean, look at what we've done, you know, with this conference that we're having. We started this months ago. You know, and we're 2 days before the registration ends, telling everybody don't wait till the last minute. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be on the boat. That's gonna be the trying part, is to trust him enough. Because even with me, I have those issues of trust. You know what I'm saying? As much as I teach the word and as much as I believe the word, but when it's your individual challenge and it's your individual expectation, you have to be able to apply it to yourself. And it's very difficult when it's your turn. And he can do everything but fail, and you know that. But it's still hard. It's not easy. It's hard. Well, you just be like, wow. You know, but we got to trust y'all. I was watching a biblical, one of the biblical stories on Netflix last night, and I seen where Moshe split the Red Sea. And the way they had it set up was the waters was on each side like walls, but it was dark. And they had to take and light torches to be able to go through the water, and the ground was dry. You know, but just the fear, you can see the fear on the people's faces to be able to do that, even though that was a miraculous thing you did. You know, you walking through looking at that in a daze, like, wow. You know, and that's what I expect from God. I expect that wow factor, like, wow. You know, and you're in a state of shock. Brother Yerushalayim can attest to that. When he's seen that spaceship, he's froze. He was like, wow. You know, it's just the way it is. The natural and the supernatural are about to exist in the same space. He said men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes is going to see. You're getting ready to deal with some stuff, honey. Hold on, area code 631, and then I see you, United Kingdom, I'm coming. Area code 631, your mic is open.
Hi, I had a quick question. Shalom, everyone.
Yes.
I went to visit a friend today. My daughter's going off to college, and she has a form of lupus. And
okay.
I hadn't seen her in a while, and she probably went from like a size 16 to now a size 2. What do you think when he says great substance? Do you think that also includes health? I pray it does, but do you think that includes health?
Yes, I do. I believe that when healing, hold on, I'm going to pull up the scripture. I'm trying to find it. My memory is not like it should be, but I apologize for that. Hold on, let me find it. I read so many scriptures, but I want to be able to get this for you. He said when we get to the wilderness, that he's going to heal us, and that he's going to heal us from sickness. So, you know, as we and that comes, is she keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments?
She keeps the laws in terms of she keeps the commandments, right? But in terms of, I guess, the statutes and like the feast days, no. No.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I think that, you know, once we get past this point and we get out of here, that once we get past the curse, you know, that there's a possibility that a lot of that will change, but we are definitely going to go through a transformation once we get to the wilderness. Let's see, Jeremiah chapter 33. Let me see where we at with that. I think it's Jeremiah chapter 33. I'm going to pull that up and read what it says. Just a second. Jeremiah 33. And he says, he says, moreover, the word of the Most High came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Most High, the maker thereof, the Most High that formed it to establish it, the Most High is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, for thus saith the Most High, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, concerning the houses of the king of Yehuda, which are thrown down by the mount, and by the sword. They come out to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. He said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them. I will reveal unto them the abundance of truth and peace, and I will cause the captivity of Yehuda and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquities whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity but that I procure unto it. So the Most High is going to do this to us as a nation and bring us back to the places where we were, even though this is in reference to Jeremiah giving a prophecy. These prophecies were for then, and these prophecies are also for now as we move forward, because, you know, all of the nations will know that we are the children of Israel, and we're going to be healed from all of the things that we have endured, everything. You know, but we have to encourage our people to start keeping the feast days, to keep the dietary laws, you know, to the best of your ability, do your best. Keep the Sabbath day, because the Most High said, if you do them, you shall live in them. You know, but we all have health issues. I have high blood pressure. I fight with that all the time. And a lot of it is the food that they're feeding us. And a lot of the things that we have experienced is because of where we are. Just because of where we are. You know? So a lot of it, we do the best we can. And we're going to start having some dietary classes, some health classes on how to eat properly, you know, while we're here, as long as we're here. And we, you know, we pray over everything. You got to pray over everything that you eat, you know, to be able to do that, because it's either environmental or you're ingesting it some kind of way. But there are things that have caused the diseases that we have. Yes. So I believe that, yes, I believe he will eventually heal her at a certain point. When that's going to happen, I can't say. But I have a lot of people in my family that need healing as well, from some real serious diseases. But something has to change within us. I hope that answered your question. You know.
Yes.
I hope so, you know, because like I said, we don't have all the answers because we don't know when, you know, where he would say, okay, I'm going to heal you on this day. Because if he did, the lines would be full. We wouldn't even be able to get up there. So I don't think he does that. I think that what he does, he gradually does. You know what I mean? And that's how it's worked for me. I'm coming, UK. I see you. You know, there are some things that have happened to me physically, some things that was going on in my body physically that I laid hands on myself, and I told the Most High, now this should work because the scripture says that this is what is supposed to happen. And I prayed and I forgot about it. And when I forgot about it and I thought about it again, it went away. Now the high blood pressure.
I've done that myself sometimes too.
So you know how it works. So the high blood pressure comes from not eating salt, and you got to cut out certain things that you hear, because everything that they have is full of salt and sugar, everything. That's why I stopped eating Chipotle. If you go on the Chipotle website, you guys just go on there when we hang up and just make up a bowl or whatever you need to put in it and look at the salt intake that's on it. It has 4,000 some odd milligrams of salt in it. Who does that? So some of that stuff we just have to wait till we get out of here and do some detoxing. For real. Hybrid food for hybrid beings. We got hybrid food going on here for hybrid beings. Hold on. UK, your mic is open. This is Sister Leah, our brother Mikhail.
Shalom, Sister Yaina, and everyone. Sister Aria.
Hey.
Shalom. Hi.
Shalom.
Yes, I want to ask a question, but just to, you know, say Saturday lesson was really, really amazing, you know. Really, really a blessing. really, you took about a bombshell lesson that really was one. You know, it was amazing, and really give the most high thanks for that. You know, and also really as well, just very excited. You know, from just the countdown, and to really, really believe that we are almost there. You know, we are almost there. After so long a time, we are almost there, you know. And again, we give him the most high that he has kept us, you know.
Yeah.
He has kept us in this firm belief, you know. We know that there are many who don't believe. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to go back to the scripture that is a remnant, you know. And I believe that the remnant will get it. But it's mind-boggling, you know, to think that as a nation that we don't believe. I mean, this is something that every single one of us that came by the transatlantic slave ship should be rejoicing. And it's mind-boggling why we would not believe this. I rather to believe, and it's not true, you know, but I believe with all my heart that this is it, that this is it.
This is it.
The Most High doesn't lie. He does not lie, and we are almost there. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Next thing, I just want to say, Sister Yaina, I made a contribution on the 6th of August, and it is saying that it's unclaimed. So I don't know if the email address was right. I sent it to yehudaproject@yahoo.com. Was that right?
No, it's supposed to be nationofyehuda@yahoo.com.
Okay, right. Okay, that's why it's saying unclaimed.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, nationofyehuda@yahoo.com.
Right, so I would need to get onto PayPal to correct that.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we
right.
thank you for all of that. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you would think that it would be an amazing adventure, an amazing journey, but you know it's more. I think that to be an Israelite now is a fad. Now everybody wants to be an Israelite. Everybody's coming out, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying the fact that you're Israel. It's nothing wrong with that at all whatsoever. I'm not knocking anybody who believes that. You know, I just, you know, it's just the situation now is this. You know, this is a very serious time, you know, and
really?
We have to get our people ready for what, you know, we're getting ready to endure. You know, it's going to be a very serious time.
Exactly. I mean, over here right now, it's what is happening to the black-on-black knife crime in this country. It's crazy. It's out of control. It's like we're losing so many of our black youths. It's gone totally out of control, the knife crime with our people, you know. And it is so, so sad. You know, years ago, Sister Yaina, about when we started, years ago, what we did, myself and a couple of friends, even when I did not really understand myself or really fully believe that this was true, what I knew it was that I couldn't keep it to myself.
Right.
I knew that there was something about this because before I knew who I was, I had already came out of the church, gave up my pastoral thing, and for, because so much things was happening. And I remember saying this, if this is church, I don't want it. And I remember my bishop, they came to my home. We sat, we had lunch, and we talked and talked. And I said, if this is it, then I don't want it. And then I was told about who I was. And I was hangry, very, very hangry. I was upset. Didn't fully believe, but I said, we've got to do something. Gonna do something. And not just a couple months after what we did, we got together, a couple of us, and then, you know, we got the teachings and reading, and we pray and we read and we read. Then, you know, we realized, wow, this is really true. So what we did, it's about four of us, what we did, we came together and we thought of the youth straight away, our young people. And we started in a little hall, and we changed all about three times. And we had young people coming from the different centers, was ferrying by minibuses. And Sister Yaina, we have so much young people. We grew three places. It was jam-packed. And we provide three course meals for them, and we taught them from the beginning of the for who we were before we were slaves. Because what they knew is that we were slaves, but we taught who we were before, and it was packed out. And then we had their parents joining. Then we have the MPs. We have the police came in, and they were happy. We got. Tons, it was jam-packed, and we did it for about 2 years. And the young people, they were amazed. They were amazed.
Wow.
So I'm just saying that to say. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I thought, you know, we need to be doing this again. Coming up to the 400 years, we need to be doing it again and, you know, go back for the young people. Because we are tons, hundreds of young people, hundreds. Came
wow.
And their parents, you know. So,
well, I'm
gonna
say this to you. Let me say this, and I want everybody to listen. All of this is getting ready to change when the ships show up. They said, "What?
Yes.
What ship? What are you talking about?" Now, I don't know. I'm gonna say this. I want you to hear me very clearly. If and when that happens, I don't care what day it is. We will be on the conference call at 7 o'clock on that day to be able to discuss that, because that is a part of prophecy too. Now, the lady called me and she said, I have one question for you. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, how do we know if they're out, if the ships are ours or theirs? And that's the million-dollar question. So anything that you see supernatural in the sky, don't just assume that it's y'all. Because when happens, everything is going to change tremendously. You know, we're wondering what's going to get these people's attention, what is going to get these people to be able to see that this is serious and that this has changed into a whole nother dimension. Because I'm telling you something, they don't have an alien ambassador at the UN for nothing.
That's right.
That lady is not there for nothing. They're planning on somebody coming here for her to be. You can look it up. The alien ambassador at the United Nations.
Yes.
And they don't have that for nothing. And the
Bible
says that they're going to come. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, those things, it's a lot of things in between all of this stuff that can jump off at any moment, because it says that men's hearts are going to fail them for what their eyes are going to see.
That's right. I share with you a dream that I had just a couple of years ago, maybe just over here. And the dream was tons and tons of people gathered one place and dressed in a long gown, and our head was wrapped. And as far as we could look, it was just people gathered there. But the thing is, no one was saying anything. If a pin dropped, you could hear that pin, and everyone just stood there looking up, no one speaking. And then in a split second, everyone started to run in one direction. We heard no visible sound, no audible sound that we heard, but everyone start running in one direction, looking up. No pushing, no argument, just running with the heads up high. So I'm saying, when I woke up in the morning, I thought, wow, so why did we start running and there was no audible sound? What was that? Thousands of people.
Wow.
But there were no audible sound. But everyone in a split second start running with the head up high. No one looking down. And I thought, why did we start to run? What sound? Why did we start to run and there was no audible sound? Amazing.
Yes, ma'am. So that is
something else. He knows how he's going to do this. He knows. He knows how this is going to come to pass. He knows.
And no chips is going to be there one way or the other. And
right.
We got to just trust y'all. We're going to have to trust them because they're coming. So I'm just letting you know
right.
that. And they know that, too. They know it.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Ain't no telling what we're going to see before this thing is all over with. You know, like I said, this one thing to be happy to be an Israelite, rejoice, praise, do it all, do it all. But just know what's happening, you know, is going to, because a lot of Israelites don't think that's God.
That's right.
And we'll know
that's
God
right.
when he shows up and when his army shows up, we'll know him. So we are expecting everybody to be here on Tuesday. At 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be on the conference call. The number for the conference call is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039#. That is Tuesday, August the 20th, the last day of the curse. We want everybody to be there so that we can fellowship with each other and end this thing out the way it's supposed to. And then we're going to come together as a nation on September the 7th in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Memorial. We're going to have a ceremony. We're going to pray before the Most High and repent to him as a nation. We're going to stand in the gap for our family members, our ancestors, and those people who are not awake right now to be able to do those things. And we're just going to do what we've been called to do, and we're going to have lunch, and we're going to celebrate the Sabbath together on the grounds of the Jefferson Memorial. And we're going to worship God. And for you all who are in other countries that can't make it, we will be sending you an email as to what we will be praying. You'll probably get that on that Tuesday before September the 6th. You'll probably get that right after the holiday. We'll send that to you so you'll have it. And you'll be able to pass it around. But for right now, let's deal with Tuesday. We want everybody there Tuesday. That call can hold 1,000 people.
Yeah.
We want 1,000 people on there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Almighty.
Yeah.
So we're going to end our class today. I mean, our call today. We thank you all for being here. The next time we talk, this is our last day. This is our last Block Talk Radio show in captivity. Let me get area code 404 real quick. Area code 404, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, this is Donia. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, I had I'm outside, you know.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying,
okay.
You know, I was just saying that it's all going to be worked out. This is already, remember, you know, you say this all the time that the end, he wrote the beginning from the end from the beginning, you know, however that goes. You understand?
Yes.
So all of this is mapped out, man. We ain't got nothing to worry about. Our faith is in the Almighty's hands. You understand right now, you understand? So there's nothing to do, but try not to do no wicked stuff and the things that you used to do. You understand? So that so that you can be chosen, at least. You understand? And Almighty is not going to tell us. He's not going to leave us in the middle of the road.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Hallelujah. And on that note, don't forget all the men that are coming to the program on September the 7th. We need you to call into the conference call number at 5:30. We just want to share a few things with you. It's going to be 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. And that's at 5:30. We're only going to hold you for about 15 minutes, and then we're going to let you go. But we do need all the men who are planning on coming on September the 7th who have registered. If you have not registered for your room, you need to do that tonight. Because come tomorrow, it's over. So please, if you don't know how to do it, call me so we can get it done, and we'll make sure we have all that taken care of. And on that note, I want you guys to have a wonderful rest of your evening, and I'll see you on Tuesday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.